look up the United States copyright law, what you're going to see is that ideas themselves cannot be protected. And what that means for us as writers is that anyone anywhere in the world can hear or see your screenplay idea, and they can capitalize on it any way they desire. Yes, you heard that right. Anybody can snatch your idea and you can't do a damn thing about it.
The big question is this: how do screenwriters like us connect to the people, the resources, and information that allow us to tell our stories, make powerful movies, and leave the legacy that our community deserves? These are the burning questions that I'm going to explore week after week, and I want to welcome you to the Script Your Success podcast.
Today, what we're going to be talking about is the number one thing or question that plagues screenwriters aside from writing the screenplay itself. And that is, how do you protect your idea while also building a name for yourself through the festivals and competitions and pitches that are necessary to get yourself into the world? Now, that's a tough question. And I want to start this episode off by saying I am not an attorney, so this is in no way legal advice. With that said, though, let's jump right into it. Because in this episode, I'm going to share with you a few things that I've learned over the years that you can do to protect yourself from idea vultures, and the absolute best approach for creating a real presence as a screenwriter or filmmaker. So let's start with protecting your idea. First things first, if you look up the United States copyright law, what you're going to see is that ideas themselves cannot be protected. And what that means for us as writers is that anyone anywhere in the world can hear or see your screenplay idea, and they can capitalize on it any way they desire. Yes, you heard that right. Anybody can snatch your idea and you can't do a damn thing about it. Not legally, not via social media, not nowhere. It's done for. But you can and you should protect your creative work, like your screenplays or your treatments, through the U.S. Copyright Office. And you do that by copywriting your work. Now, even then, though, someone can still get wind of your premise and take it in a different direction than you did, and that would make it theirs. Now, if that makes you sit to your stomach, I want you to keep listening and watching, because I'm going to share with you how you can stay on top of your game, even if that happens. First things first, I want to share with you a unique perspective that ideas are not meant to be owned. They really are here to be expressed, and they go around the world literally looking for a place and a space that will help them come to life, no matter if it's just you they tap or if 100 other people across the globe are also tapped. Now, I read that first in the book Big Magic by author Elizabeth Gilbert, and I didn't want to believe it at first, but the more I spend time in this creative space, the more I realized that she was spot on. So I'm going to share a link with you to that book in episode notes. Because what I'm saying is, more often than not, people are inspired by the same series of events and experience and downloads that you are. Because despite what media wants us to believe, we are all more alike than different, regardless of our gender identity, age, or economic status, right? We are human. And that experience creates a connection for us that we may never even completely understand. Now, an example of that is when I was about 8 years old, my younger brother was about six. We were testing Christmas lights with my dad. And every year when we got to this point in the decorating process, my dad would go one by one trying to twist old bulbs and add new bulbs to see if it would get the string of lights to turn on. But this one time, my brother came downstairs with a 9-volt battery that he just taken out of his toy. And he said, "Daddy, try this." So then what my dad would do, instead of going through this whole twisting and untwisting process, is he would take the bulb out and test it with the 9-volt battery. And lo and behold, if it actually worked properly, my dad didn't have to keep going through this rigmarole. So it made his process a lot easier. And it stopped there. Now, flash forward about 10 or 15 years, the Home Shopping Network had an idea. They had a product for sale. It was a Christmas light tester. And my dad bought one, and it finally arrived at the house. It was the exact same thing that my brother had invented earlier, but nobody ever did anything with it in the house. And no, nobody stole my brother's invention. This is just an example of how ideas will show up in the world so that they can come to life. Now, even though I'm talking about And invention in this particular case, what I'm hoping you are able to take away from this is that ideas are simply here to be expressed, and your story ideas are no different. If you're on social media and you make a comment, you share your experience with your friends, you tell someone about the story that you're writing, right? All of this is idea sharing, and it's going to inspire someone else to create something else. And just like someone invented that same gadget my brother discovered a decade earlier, screenwriters and filmmakers can be inspired by similar ideas to express themselves in a story at the same time. Now, you can take that and feel encouraged, or you can feel disheartened. The choice is yours. But look at how many movies you've seen about gangs in New York, about movies, movies about love triangles, right? Movies about aliens, shark attacks, the list goes on and on. And I'm just talking about the ones that have made it to the big screen, because we write things based on an idea that most likely was never just ours in the first place. But here's the key. Your voice is your power, right? Like, so the best thing you can do is do something with the idea, because the way you see that idea come to life, the unique dialect that you would give your characters, the biases that you would play with, the plot twist that you create, that's what makes your idea unique and different from the way any other writer would express it. That's the stuff that cannot be replicated. So the more you lean into who you are and put your voice into your writing, the more you create a unique signature that becomes impossible to steal without the whole world knowing it was yours in the first place. It's like you put a stamp on it. And we see that stamp in music, with production. We see it in fashion. We see it in art. And to me, writing is word art. So I hope you can find the encouragement to write the script without becoming attached to the outcome of what happens next. Now, I'm not telling you to stop at just writing a script. You might want to enter it into festivals, and you might want to enter into competition so that you can get the funding and the support that you need to produce it. And it's fair that you might want to start pitching your script too. But no matter what your goal is, I want you to infuse so much of your voice and essence and personality into your screenplay that people want to know who you are when they read your script. And that's what has led many writers to jobs and commissions, even if the script that got them noticed never gets made. And that's the power of the audacity of expecting greatness from your creativity. So now here's the thing. If you're still worried, I want you to stay with me, because we're going to work now to shift your energy to what you actually control. To start, I'm going to say this with love. Stop worrying about ideas being stolen and focus on writing dope scripts. Now, that might make you mad, but you already know I would rather see you mad than left behind. So I'm going to keep on going with that message. When you get inspired, that makes you responsible for executing the idea that you were inspired by. It means you have the chance to write that story, whether it turns into a blockbuster film or it stops as a bomb screenplay that just sits in the bottom of your dresser and never sees the light of day. That's up to you. And since you can only express an idea and not protect it, that's exactly what I'm asking you to do. And when you write that script, give it everything you got, then move on to creating your next great thing. Because seriously, you have to write the most amazing screenplay you can in your chosen genre, whether it's a short film, a pilot, a feature. And when you write it, I want you to be bold enough to set a goal for it. Like, ask yourself, do you want to sell it to a major studio? Do you want to produce it yourself? Whatever you decide in that manner, I want you to still strive for excellence in your execution of that idea, right? And make sure you develop your concept and your characters, map your structure, get clear on your main character's needs, write that dynamic dialogue, and create a climax that nobody saw coming. Then I want you to make sure you're following the rules of storytelling and script mechanics until you master them. And then once you understand why the rules are in place, break them in any and every way you want to until you have a formula that is uniquely yours and your screenplays become like a business card for anyone who reads them. That's how you put respect on ideas. And no matter what else happens, you stay in control of your creativity. Now, I know that sounds a lot easier said than done, but the power script development method is how me and my students move through this writing process so that ideas can be transformed into the best screenplay possible as fast as possible, so that you can really script your success, whether you choose the indie route or you want to go to work in Hollywood.
Now, both are equally demanded. So now once you finish and copyright your screenplay, that means you are ready to share your script in the appropriate spaces with the full expectation that your story is going to do whatever it's meant to do to bring you closer to success. And you don't have to become attached to exactly how or when that happens. And that brings me to the next point of, I don't want you to chase success. I want you to attract it. And listen to this. I recently attended a WGA panel with the writer's room of Abbott Elementary. That's a sitcom created by Quinta Brunson. And one thing that she talked about is how the inspiration for her mockumentary came about 3 years before it ever got to production, right? She said she had worked with producers that she had met, and she put everything together with them, but then the idea just didn't move immediately. And without her becoming discouraged or disappointed or worried about the idea being jacked by somebody else, she just kept doing the things she needed to do. She worked as a comedian. She kept connecting with other people. She kept doing the things that needed to pay the bills, right? And she kept doing all of this with the full expectation that something good was going to happen, even though she didn't know how it would play out or when it would play out, right? Now, if we flash forward, you probably already know that Abbott Elementary is one of the top rated sitcoms in ABC history, and they're getting ready to start their second season. That's the power of being ready. And that's just one example, right? Many successful filmmakers and screenwriters like Tyler Perry, Issa Rae, Ava DuVernay, Jordan Peele, the list goes on and on. They all talk about the serendipitous nature in ways that success kind of found them and how they were ready when it happened. And that's the part that can either encourage you or discourage you, depending on your personal attitude towards creating and your opportunities for success, right? But oddly enough, the more you share your fully executed ideas, meaning screenplays and treatments, the more power you begin to feel and the less you worry about someone stealing it. And that's the method that I personally have found keeps me in my creative space. Now, in a prior episode, you might have heard me talking about a script portfolio that you can use to show and prove your skills. Now, I have a portfolio, and this is my collection of what I call throwaway scripts, because I'm not attached to having them produced in any specific time frame or having them do anything in particular, right? They may never be produced, and I'm fine with that. But I have shorts. I got a couple of feature films. I have a couple of pilot episodes that I've created. And anytime a producer says, can I see a sample of your work? I can go to my portfolio and pull out the project that best aligns with what they might be looking for, right? And all of the scripts and documents that I have created, in addition to being that calling card, have helped me develop the power method that I now teach aspiring screenwriters. And my portfolio has helped me find the funding and sponsors that fund Flip the Script Filmmaking Fellowship for the third year now. But on a more personal note, I don't worry about if my projects inspire someone else to write something similar, because why? It is what it is. I'm not worried about those scripts and what they do in the world. And if somebody tries to steal the ideas, they are what they are, and they are helping me find opportunities. So like when I see a competition or a grant opportunity that I might be interested in that aligns, I'm ready to submit to it, because those scripts that I have in my portfolio are already pitch and production ready. And see, that's really the key that I'm hoping you take from all of this. We have to prepare for our opportunities ahead of time, but we can't chase them. Our job is to find our voice and write the screenplays that feel authentic to us, so that when the opportunity is ready, you are too. Now, of course, you might see an opportunity and feel inspired to write a screenplay that just matches that opportunity. And if that happens for you, I'm not suggesting that you don't do that. But what I am saying is I want you to stay ready so you don't have to get ready. And remember, it's only an opportunity for you if it aligns with the kinds of writing and storytelling that you enjoy and can feel proud of. Because remember, the less you chase opportunity, the more you can attract it. But that means you got to be writing and expressing these ideas consistently, which means don't get so attached to what happens with one script that you stop writing other dope scripts. That means don't be so worried about someone stealing that one good idea that you lose your inspiration to express all the other new and better ideas that might be coming to you, because you are creativity. So you don't have to be worried, because you've been blessed with a million great ideas as a writer. And no matter what else the world does, if you stay tuned into your creativity, You set goals and keep expecting great things to come without trying to control how or when they show up. That's how you protect your ideas and script your success.
Hey, you liking this podcast? Well, you can support us by liking, sharing, and giving us reviews on all major podcast platforms. Look for us at scriptyoursuccesspodcast.com and be sure to tell a friend.